Good morning. This is Pastor Irvin Schmidtke from the Free Lutheran Church of Roseau, Minnesota, and the Free Lutheran Church of Norland, Salo, Minnesota. Our mailing address is 1801 3rd Street Northeast, Roseau, Minnesota, 56751. The broadcast today is paid for by the Norland Free Lutheran Church of Salo, Minnesota. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this service. We thank you, O God, that we can come to you and that we can come to you daily and asking not only for your guidance, but for the forgiveness of sins. Be with this service now, I pray. We pray too, O Lord, that you would be with our country. Forgive this country of its many sins and cleanse it and make it whole again so it would be a Christian nation. Lord, be with our president and the leaders of our land that they would call upon you as they seek your guiding hand in all decisions made. Be with our military men and women that they too would accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, we pray that as you bless us, that we would be willing to praise you and to glorify you because your blessings have been poured out on us. We pray now you would be with this service and with the words we hear, the words we speak, that, Lord, you have first place in our hearts and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then in honor of all military personnel who has given their lives for this country and who has been willing to put their lives on the line for this country, being its Memorial Day, we will now be favored with this Battle Hymn of the Republic by Bjorn Gran. Scripture reading for today, the pericope lessons, is found in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 through 27. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. The epistle lesson is found in Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphonse, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. The gospel lesson is found in Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 5. And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" These were thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. We find in this portion of Scripture that Jesus is telling again with parables the story of salvation and the love of God, the mercy that God has upon each one of us, and the mercy that he is willing to give us day by day as we trust in him. We go back into Ezekiel and we can see there how Ezekiel, a prophet from God, was to warn the people of Israel of the times coming. That what he's speaking of here in Israel, we see at the times that has not been fulfilled as of yet. We find God says, "I will draw my people back to my own country. I will give them their land back. They will be punished beyond twice for the sins of hard-heartedness and not following me in the first place." And so we see that God has told the prophet Ezekiel that he should tell the Israelites and us that in the last days, Israel will be called back into its nation. This happened in 1948. Israel became a nation and has been struggling to not only maintain itself, but because of the enemies around it that want to destroy it, we find it is always has to be prepared for battle. We see God tells Ezekiel that he will take the heart of stone, the unbelief, from them and give them a heart of flesh, one that will believe. God will change them spiritually, and he will give them the spiritual experience that we have today when we accept Jesus Christ. When we realize that God sent Jesus into the world to die for our sins, when we accept Jesus as our personal Lord, we want to tell the whole world, or we should want to. And we find that in that God is merciful and gracious unto us. In that, God is merciful and gracious, and he puts up with our faults. He puts up with our mistakes as we come to him day by day. We find God says, I will cleanse them of their sin, he tells Ezekiel, and he's talking about Israel, and he's talking about us. I will cleanse them of their sin. And this is a picture of the sprinkling that they had in the Old Testament. We are sprinkled with the blood of Christ today. We are washed in his blood. We are washed from our sins by his blood, and we are made perfect and holy in him. We become a new creature, or new creature, a new creation. And the picture of the glorious forgiveness we have is through faith. God forgives those who has come in repentance of sin because of the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. You know, if we were to look at Ephesians 1:7, we would find here it tells us very plainly, in him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. The forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of all of our sins because of his righteousness. And as we have that forgiveness of sins, we have it according to his riches in grace. For by grace have you been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of our works, but it is the gift that God gives us, that no man can boast of what he may have done. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, it tells us in Isaiah. Our goodness is not good enough. God is pure and holy, and in his holiness, sin cannot stand. But he looks to us through the blood of Jesus Christ, and he looks to us as we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, that through this, we have salvation. We have been forgiven. We have seen then that Jesus, who came and died on the cross of Calvary, died for you and for me. And then God says, I will give them a heart to know me. I will put in them the desire that they want to know me and think more and more of me, that I am the Lord. They shall be my people and I will be their God. The new covenant is not of law, but of grace. And we find that covenant was given to us when Jesus died on Calvary's cross. He came into the world to show us a new covenant of love and mercy and grace. He opened up the way to the throne of grace, that we can come boldly to that throne of grace today. We find then, too, that it is not law. We cannot live by law. If we're going to live by law, it tells us in Romans that we're in enmity against God. And if we're in enmity against God, we will not do what God wants us to do. We find in Hebrews chapter 10, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And verse 23 of that same chapter, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God says, I love the world so much, I've sent my only begotten Son into the world to die for the world. I have sent him my all. He has laid aside his divinity. He's laid aside his glory that he's had in heaven with me, and he has agreed to come to earth and live like a human being and to be flesh just like you and I, and to die on that cross where his blood would be shed for us at the cross, and he would rise again to show us that he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. The Lord will give them the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them. The Lord gives us the Holy Spirit as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord. The Holy Spirit will enter us and live with us. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. Me and my Father will come and be with him through the Holy Spirit, and we will live in him, and he will be the living temple of God here on earth until he is called home to heaven." So you see, the Lord will give them the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them. It is the Spirit who does the divine miracles of convicting people of their sin and then helping them to trust in Jesus Christ and to believe that the Lord is the one who died for their salvation. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new spirit, along with a new desire to live and love him and obey him. The Holy Spirit is given like refreshing water upon a parched ground. The witness of the Spirit in the heart is proof that that person has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and they're born of God. In Romans chapter 8, we read, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons or the children of God." We find that so very plainly. Ezekiel, a prophet sent by God and lived in that time, warning them and telling them of things to come. If you read the book of Ezekiel, you'll be amazed at some of the things that we see today going on that was prophesied way back there. We look at Acts. Dr. Luke wrote this book, and it's his historical book of telling about the life of Paul and Peter and the disciples along with the ascension of Jesus Christ. We find the purpose of prayer is very purposeful. Prayer is very meaningful, and prayer is our communication between us and God. We use prayer every day, and we'll say, "I pray you would do this for me," or "I would ask that you do this for me," requests. We pray that to God to let him know that we appreciate and we are happy that he is our Lord and our Savior. We pray to him and we thank him and praise him daily for the goodness and the mercy he has given us. And as the disciples were on the Mount of Olivet, when Jesus took them out there before he ascended, and he told them that he expected them to go back to Jerusalem and stay there until they had the command and received the power of the Holy Spirit. They wanted to know when Jesus would set up his kingdom, and he says, "Of the time, only God knows. The Father has that in his own hand." As we look at that, we find that we don't need to know, but we must be ready and prepared to be able to talk to people about Christ and to tell them the time is short and that if they take and go against the Holy Spirit in time could leave them and not convict them of their sin anymore. We find that through this all, that it is the time in which God watches over us and keeps us. We find that through it all, they went back to Jerusalem, they prayed in unity as one, and in there was 120 people, the family of Jesus and the disciples, and it names them. And they praised God daily between the ascension and Pentecost, and they thanked God for the mercy that he had given them. We find every good gift, tells us, that comes down from heaven is from God. It's a good and perfect will of God. We find here that in the scripture text for today that the man came to his friend and needed help. We come to God and we need help. We come to God, we need forgiveness. And God says, Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. As we find this, we find that through it all, that these good gifts that come down from God, that they will be ours as we go through life and as we serve our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to know that before the throne of God and the throne of grace, that we can come with praise and adoration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God does not always answer prayer the way we might like, but he sees the big picture and he knows what's best for us. And many times we may pray amiss, asking for things that we shouldn't have. And God knows what we need. And he said, Jesus says, I will pray to God the Father to take care of you. I'm not praying that he takes you out of the world necessarily, but that he keeps you from the evil one, as he prayed for his disciples. And so we find that very, very plain also. We find in Thessalonians, it tells us to pray without ceasing. And in John chapter 15, many times, it tells us to abide in Jesus Christ. He is the vine, he's the shepherd, and it tells us we must abide in him. So we keep on asking, we keep on seeking, we keep on praying. We're to not quit asking or knocking or praying or anything like that, but that we take and live for Jesus Christ and live for him alone. We're to ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We're to pray and praise God for his mercy and his grace. We're to ask him to forgive us of our sins every day. We are to ask him to take care of us and watch over us every day, day by day. So we find that we must live for daily repentance of sin and daily conversation with God as we pray. I would then, at this time, ask that we join in prayer. Heavenly Father, be with us and watch over us. Keep us in your care. Help us, O Lord, to serve you. Help us, O Lord, to remember that you came into the world not only to die for our sins, but that we could ask, seek, and knock, and you will answer us in your way, in your time, helping us to glorify and praise you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then at this time, we'll be favored with a song by Rhonda. Tasted.
anew. You'll find sufficient grace, I know. Everything you'll ever need, you'll find it in Jesus Christ. Everything your soul desires, He satisfies. He will make for you a way, for He knows your need before you pray. Everything you need, you'll find in my Lord. He will make for you a way, for He knows your need before you pray. Everything you need, you'll find in my Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.